Oiga, somos la nación de los somos la...
天天当天当天将我接到女性当给些我家，刚到这边得到什么家？天就等于将些怎么也将我这边拿了一点，决定得到当月一千两，拿到一年就没把这做，人家等你一月多没了，再来也看不一家人家。 过年期间，同门人家在天桥你看热闹些，热闹公平正点那些多，年年没人过月多月，要要上边见面那些多，你在公平过月不错，因为给些重要面积些，你在困难大伯也等你。
从那一天起，你就接我了，你就一定要拿到。什么没拿了没讲究，碰上几个人就认命就认，老天堂吉祥就是酒，说少一句也见绝绝，多少人吉祥我也当平，老子也叫几个月不知足，没脸没面没见过你。 人民是我吉祥吉娃日，都要送姐姐姐妹花，你可等着这边忙当街，俺这上年新娶姐夫，你那个大别亲人没得那，你就想就生老公去，随便找我姐夫也没那边，这些天天都别得了。
感谢皇帝救那一当姐姐，今天那样做我也没多，明天得做高爷关系当，天天上街街边拉拉。我等着我没我，我越来越我，你只是说说，我的姐姐，当初特别过过的我，我越来越想别过姐姐，天天没来多我上街。
一日一日，自来不见那天天大月，结果做梦，想要当月也到结果，当当月别到时间当官，越到人不交越是越难，当月当月都不明月，越到人越做我那做，那么人给谁先做月，先把咱爹宗主偷钱。
天界的末年，人间不。
단 주위 동네 등 안주 사실이 좋아 대화돼. 세구 내면 소로 론치에니 대지 대진다고 들었다. 안 주위 동네 세고 내가 지금 대회 넘버를 지어 임벌하고 론대지에 채나 남사 동네 공공을 반주 동네 게 주위 동네 세. 다 제본 드시지 동네 다 또 가고 요래. 디 좋대 공공 요래. 대가에서는 알아서 레닌지 장원전체네 말아서 원천대지 유성구여다네 라원 끝이장 매봐 이니베 취니만 나신체네 문제신도 동아시 좀 마셔봐지 루던 샘러베 코 단대치부 대우려지와나 랑상 대봐 이니 동아시 안신체네 용원대야다 순도 두용어나 랑라 랑와 중세제매와 레단 요모분이게 양원제네 레인제 양원제한게 사제 년인지 풍부인사 데려다 제원 두제지 동아세 어디니 세월 따뜻 여기서 공부구요리야
As Lama Tsongkhapa has stated, that if you are unable to reflect your mind upon the falsity of sufferings, or falsity of sufferings, and liberation is not possible, if one is unable to, then reflect minds upon the origin of the sufferings, one will not be able to cut the roots of the sufferings. One must put an effort, endeavor to seek liberation by generating two renunciations. Yogi, I have undertaken such practice, and those of you who long to who aspire to attain liberations may do the same. So here, the first line itself is Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes importance of meditating on the falsity of this of sufferings. So here now. When speaking about meditating on the falsity of suffering, in other words, meditating on suffering, it is not simply that recognizing the first level of suffering. One need to go through the meditation of the four attributes. Or the four characteristics of the sufferings, such as identifying one's own physical aggregate, or this contaminated physical aggregate, as in the nature of impermanent, reflecting upon the impermanent of one's own contaminated this physical aggregates. And it is being suffering, it is suffering, and it is empty, and it is selflessness. And so first, reflection upon, importance of reflecting oneself upon this, the first characteristic of the sufferings, the truth of suffering, which is impermanent nature. By reflecting upon one's own the physical aggregate is subject to undergo a momentary change. It will not, at the moment that it's coming into existence, and the very next moment, it is subject to undergo, you know, change. In other words, it's in the nature of, it's in the transient nature. But the very cause that enables our psychophysical aggregate coming into existence becomes a cause for its disintegrations. The second moment disintegration of our second disintegrations of our physical aggregate doesn't need to be doesn't need a further conditions or a cause to undergo change. In other words, undergo, you know, the transient transitions. So therefore, this is how we need to, you know, reflect once about, well, upon the suffering of one's own contaminated physical aggregates. And then, when coming into suffering, again here, we should not limit our suffering only on the first level of suffering, which is the suffering of suffering. There are three kinds of suffering that we need to understand. The suffering of suffering is the first, which we all recognize and consider as the nature of suffering, which is the sensational, you know, gross level of sufferings. And we all recognize this as a suffering nature. And then there's the next level of suffering, which is the suffering of change. That everything that we think about, something that gives you a pleasurable experience or the joyful experience, may in turn become a cause of sufferings. And then there's the third level of suffering, which is the most important part of suffering that we need to understand and we need to meditate upon, which is the suffering of conditioning, or the kapha dujigi dunge, which is the pervasive sufferings. So when what is meant by here, the suffering of conditioning, is now here again, one need to point out one's own contaminated physical aggregates, and looking at this physical aggregate as a other power, in other words, remaining under the domination or under the power of karma and delusions. There's not even a single moment that can withstand by itself independently. It is under the power, remaining under the power of karma and delusions. In turn, we undergo suffering. The suffering that we are experiencing is the ripples on the water, one after another, without a break. There's not a single moment of being independent or liberated by oneself. So therefore, we are remaining under the control and power of this, under the other power you're referring to, karma and delusions. And that kind of, you know, psychophysical aggregate is said to be the contaminated psychophysical aggregate, because it is remaining under the power of, or under the control of, karma and delusion.
当不没打不成的地图呢，没出不去。 chī māyī sāyātā chāshī lā tuyā vā, jīn lā tuyā tīngā, chāshī lā tuyā tīngā, tīndī yīn bāyīn tā, nī dā sīngān tī, tsīng hāma nī māndē yung kēn, tīndī shī mā lān rūngā, tsīng tī dā, tīndī kī yīwa māmbu shī jīwān tā, chāshī yīn chān rūgā yuwa rī. Rāngu wā sīngān tī, jīn lā tuyā bāyīn tā, 建议王个中文字，因为，让王东巴些呢。他大些让王东边大的，除了不是接不南些的安水啊，蓬蓬个多了大，不是这个样么？他我就开始就学的，开始每天开心的话，这个，这接完都，俺那说蓬蓬个讲了，俺就大接过要的，接呢大没不的。
彭彭爱我呢，打起门都三级，路人吃烟呢，他们过，搞了都那个样的。他第一讲了，他没把生的香的，东华他没把生的，他们，那，拉不了那个人去，他们让就把那些些些的，他没把的，他们拉不了人那个样的。他有留下钱，我他们沉默了些个样的。 人们趁机就买住房，人家短线经营，然后呢买住房，长线经营买住房跌了线呢，人家当面的能赚那么你，其实，那么你就缺点干啥也为，那么你送我些呢，我们就会送到南京去，当面的能赚那么，当面的能赚那么多些，缺点干啥也为，那么你送我些吧南京去，当面沉默了些个月了。 这一段你让爸爸读书，当面长毛公司多少年哇？当他退休歇歇吧，那些个当面长毛公司多吧，歇过个月了。你那个中大毛读书，那他的毛多少年？毛多可能是中等拿了，当面长毛退休歇歇吧，那些个当面长毛开两个毛了哇？我的多不记得，哎，歇个月了，这多年，等你当面长毛的多年。
这个我们呢，因为，刚才我当时的初级党政，初级党政这样年终都有了，他就六千万的，这年终了下呢，你让他们读书的，他们公司都多呢，因为不给，农民不住吧，你半个月了，我这半个月，他就这些了，等于说中到我们学校这边，他们的。 当面拉不进呢，因为俺是得了国家雇员的，得国家呢，当么个，当面出么出么呀，多呀个的呢，投了也入雇员的，这都美国雇员的，因为要跟这些个当面的，然后呢，么这个人个餐饮么这个，人些么这个得了些个员的呀。
So now, the second we were going, to, we will talk about now that we will be discussing on the third characteristic of the truth of suffering, which is Tongpa, which is empty or emptiness. So what is meant by empty or emptiness here? Here the emptiness refers to the empty of permanent, empty of being permanent or solitary and independent. In other words, our contaminated physical aggregate is empty of permanent, solitary and independent. So now here, this is the kind of self that is pondered by the non-Buddhist scholars in ancient India. Well, they are going through a critical analysis of finding, identifying the self. But after the final analysis, they will not be able to find the self that can be a self that can be identifiable within the psychophysical aggregates. So therefore, they come to conclusion of propounding existence of the self as being separate. In other words, being a devoid of one's own psychophysical aggregates, that is being permanent, solitary, and independent. The way of accepting the self, way of propounding the self by the non-Buddhist scholars in ancient India. So now, here, this is what we are refuting. You know, there's no such a self that is being independent and so on. It's not existed. So now for us, when we look at ourselves, we first think about this, our psychophysical aggregate as being impermanent because it doesn't, it undergo momentary change. And it is not as solitary because if we can, you know, think about ourselves being, you know, future life, previous life, and so on and so forth. And it cannot be independent because its very existence is caused by its own, you know, corresponding causes and conditions. So when we go through a critical analysis of finding itself within one's psychophysical aggregates, then when we come to a conclusion of unfindability of such a self within one's psychophysical aggregates, then you're kind of getting, getting into a point of understanding ultimate nature of self. However, this kind of selflessness is the gross level of selflessness that we are talking about. The selflessness that is propounded by the Madhyamaka Svatantika and below are the only identifying the gross level of self, not the subtle level of self. Now here the subtle level of self is propounded only by the Madhyamaka Prasangika. The Madhyamaka Prasangika, speak about the selflessness, they're speaking about the selflessness in terms of, you know, lack of intrinsic, devoid of intrinsic reality, intrinsic identity, or the naturalness, and so on. So it really talks about the most subtle level of selflessness, and this is. Therefore, in the Madhyamaka Prasangika standpoint, even the Nyerang Pakwa, which means the Arya Sharvaka and Pratigya Buddhas, are said to be a realized being of subtle level of self. So, so it is therefore in the Madhyamaka Prasangika, when speaking about the two levels of obscuration to omniscience, obscuration to liberations. But here, even this, the realities, the selflessness of phenomena, the selflessness of the phenomena will lead to free oneself from the the delusion itself. So therefore, they propound that even the Hinayana, noble beings can ascertain the certain level of phenomena. So here now, we should not again set aside, not focusing and not trying, putting an effort to understand the gross level of selflessness that is propounded by the lower vehicles, because we need to it is very important for us to understand the gross level of selflessness or gross level of emptiness propounded by the lower vehicles, which will serve as a foundation for our own development of understanding of ultimate nature of reality in the subtle level.
Yeah. 당마저 개체주 뜻하되 요래. 누가 다음에 또비 로티 마저 요래지 기로제나. 누가 다도 두번쯤은 좀버티 다 로시 뭐 또 용거래. 누가 다음에 또 용디 대 또 용디 누가 다도 좀번 좀비엔 좀바. 다 가서 당서도 추이 당서 등이부티 얘는 좀버 로시 뭐 또 용디 얘네 다 다음에 공개이나 Kuni chi pong tu sa re samne. Kuni pong tu ba zi ta. Ani semga rangin le shu me wa jen ta ku pong tu ba di tungu yo re. Di tong yung di ta ngan zi ngun ne jang ne ge pege. Ya ta dunga sebe seba jing ten ten tu ju yo sa re. Dunga ji ya ge ju dang zi mari bu ni. Ku shen yu me wa jen ne. Zin tang lo pa shu den ge che re. Tati mewa to ondu yaati, mewa tobi loti lo tundun, lo jebten rikpa yunga, jebten katina yunga rikpa kanga yunga lo tsama che. Ti dosho di lo loshi che, jebten rikpa mengen che. Tati nipo ti mikpa jikla mingin zinta ngunga rinza, yaata da mewa gomna. Any picket dancing pond to be at Tongyong do. Any Dungal Sevi Savage Montreal, that the kitchen was your yard.
So here, understanding of Dungal Dhamma, the selflessness of suffering, is very important. Because if one is unable to understand the selflessness of suffering, then we grasp onto the suffering being exists by itself, which is completely erroneous thought, erroneous way of perceiving self and phenomena. So here now, when we perceive self and phenomena, we perceive those two things in a very erroneous way, without really identifying actual mode of existence of those two phenomena. So now, when you really focus on that, how the self of person and self of phenomena exist, if we can meditate upon the actual mode of existence of the self or person and self or phenomena, then you'll be able to understand that up until now, the way we perceive those self, person and self or phenomena is completely erroneous. It is completely mistaken. It is completely wrong. So then, when you come to understand that such a self that is being perceived by ordinary thought does not really exist, then you are beginning to understanding the object of apprehension of grasping at self, non-existence of the object of apprehension of grasping at self. when you come to understand this, then you will have a courage, a possibility, a hope for possibility of overcoming of this diluted view or diluted thoughts, and you will have a hope for gaining the state of liberations. And in this way, you will be able to see that this our nature of mind is untainted. It is not tainted or stained by those delusions. When you really come to see that non-existence of the object of grasping itself, so then you'll be able to see that understanding of self, selflessness, is a correct view or correct thought, which has a valid support. Whereas the grasping itself, which is wrong thoughts, which lacks the valid supporting or the valid support. So these two, grasping itself of person and understanding of self, selflessness of person, are actually focusing on one object, but in a completely a paradox, you know, concept, having a completely a paradox, object of apprehensions. So therefore, when you come to realize that such a self does not exist, then that the other that lacks the support diminish gradually. So this is how you will be able to envision, and you will be able to draw a conclusion of possibility of ceasing the self, ceasing our sufferings.
Ya, ti du dunga dame wa tobe lo dangan zi yu le jiro jebe yina, tene dunga da dun zembe ta nyomo ba, ta nyomo ba yina nyomo zuwa di da dun zembe ka dan zin tere, tene le re, ta le ta nyomo nivu di, ene Tini tu tenti yuyin tsa, dunga ti yuyi rigla, no jen top ten yuwa te. No jen top ten ti kari zina, ta mewa tobi lo tiri. Tini to mewa tobi lo ti, kumgu yina, kumche ki yangla ta mandiwa chin, ma kumgu yina, le da nyomu nivu ti ta sen rukundu, ti sebi sabandu, ta tingi toba chi kukundu samandu, anu taba tunye ki lo yaku chi tuku yorwa. Tini chi machiwaayin tawa tuanyi kilo tawa chi toro chi na samarita tawa ngontro kiyo marwa. Tini zang gombo lutru ku zashi nangla suwaan tiri. Le dan nyomu sebin taris. Le dan nyomu panyi se suna, pan suna tawa tobaris. Le dan nyomu kunto le tata tru le tru wane tumba nyi chi ngabarin juris. Leda nyomu kundo le se, kundo di ini pigi tsumi ichi jin namdo jene. Tsumi ichi ki namdo mambu ki chungin di denzen re se, danzen. Kansa danzen de chuji danzen nivu di. Ini pigi tuwa tuwene, tsumi ichi ki namdo jene. Di ini leda sa, dene dunga jiya ki mambu zi rendu yore. Tenza, tata tuwa le tuwa na ene tawa top sa duya ene tena jengi lo de mambu ji yungurwa, ninan chuyo lo mambu yurwa. Deje de ta donye tobe lo, kansa ka dameva tobe lo. Gombu yina, ene tita chule chuba, tomba nyi ji ngabar njuru sene, tomba nyi tobe lo ti ngandruga re sene, te sungunduwa. Ene yang tomba nyi tu ngabar njuru sene, ene tini Chuba kanka kawa le shindogu yore, kawa le meba chandogu yore, meba chasa le kawa le se du, any rang is semi chunic tinto Gandu res Tumanitungandu res, Gasa to Tumanikan Gandu res Gangan the Kaisan of Tonyitog Lu Gagres and Eta Come there Tanjula Kansa Damit of Lota Chuji Damit of Luniga Tumber Tony Tomato Chibarawa Kunigatine.
We talked about earlier that the importance of understanding the suffering being selflessness. Because if you're able to understand, if you're able to, you know, develop the realization of ascertaining the selflessness of suffering, then this will, you know, this will diminish the grasping at self, grasping at independent self. So here, in other words, this will diminish the delusions. And because the grasping at self is said to be the root cause of delusions, and then it's, which is also the, you know, cause of accumulating karma and so on. So these two are the you know, grasping of self and the karma are said to be the actual cause of our sufferings. So therefore, now thinking about these two, the causes of our sufferings, karma and delusions, There are a very, you know, powerful antidotes can be applied towards those two causes of our sufferings, which is the powerful antidotes or the powerful remedy towards those two are the grasping, wisdom realizing selflessness. So when you are able to when you begin to understand, there's a possibility of understanding, or there's possibility of getting rid of those two causes of sufferings through understanding of selflessness. Then you begin to, you know, develop a genuine sense of renunciations, sense of, you know, genuine aspiration to attain liberations. It is therefore Nagarjuna's in the middle way of the supplementary mirror way, where he stated that it is through the cessation of ledan yomo sevita, which is through the cessation of karma and delusions, one gained the liberations. And it is through the realization of the realization of the emptiness, we'll be able to stop the conceptual elaborations or the dualities or the fabrications or the mental fabrications and so on. So therefore, here, by seizing that, And then the next lines it goes like, there is a, it is true. The realization is by realizing emptiness, one will be able to stop all those conceptual elaborations. And it is by understanding of emptiness, one can stop the conceptual elaborations and fabrications of the duality, mental duality. And then it says again, it is that dualities can be dissolved within the emptiness. So there are of two. One is by realization of emptiness, and one is dissolving within the emptiness itself. So what is meant by the dissolving within the emptiness itself is once you are able to understand the emptiness of self and phenomena, one will be able to understand that all those conceptual elaborations and conceptual all those mental fabrications will then be dissolved within the emptiness of one's own mind. So that is what is meant by dissolving into the suchness of one's own mind. So now here, it is through the understanding of selflessness of selfless of person and selflessness of phenomena. So now here, when it comes to those two selflessness, there's no subtlety between the two. It's object of refutation or the object of negations. In terms of object of negations, there's not even a slightest difference in subtlety. But there is a difference in the basis of emptiness itself. So it is due to the basis. There is a, again, difference. There is a little slight difference in terms of realizations. It is said that it is a little easier for us to gain a realization of selflessness of a person, the selflessness of phenomena, due to the basis of this selflessness, due to the basis of this emptiness. So this is how we need to think about when we speak about our, this suffering. The truth of sufferings, we need to think in these lines and try to analyze very carefully how that self that exists within us, what is the motive of existence of the self and so on.
Yeah, that is jumde wando jayana ne kuni nyomo sho ji jundre se du le nyu ni kunjong che dunga demba ti ndre be che ne ne jundre yom ba tsa che che lam den ta ju se na man du go den to che ji tap che ne go nam ni bo ti nang sha jo jundre che ne ti she yong go re zo da me ba to be lo ti dunga se be se bo ngo je thong du go den ngon tro ba re ti to che ge lam ne lamdeng ngoje tro yong re tin tro yong za da dungal se bi se wa yoba tso chi ngon du tin de ge thaw to ni gulo chi lu de ta wa nong gu ri bi chi em ta su chu du ta je re ne dhana da ma da na da ton da do do tin de ge to ne en de den ji ngon tro bi to ne thaw to ni ji lo chi mo ma im ba ye hu chi che tu gu yo re ta de ngan su ke chi ju tin de cha de re ya
So it is therefore, when speaking about the Four Noble Truths, we speak about this Four Noble Truths in the context of two sets of cause and effect. One is the deluded state of cause and effect, and liberated state of cause and effect, of set of cause and effect. the deluded state of consciousness, but here karma and its delusions and the sufferings. Karma and delusion for the ignorance being, karma and delusion being a cause and the suffering being result. And then, and the liberated side of cause and effect, the set of cause and effect is the path being a cause and the cessation from suffering being a result. So when one understands the selflessness, when you develop an understanding of selflessness within oneself, then you'll be able to see the possibility of cessation, a possibility of actualization of cessations. When you come to this conviction of a possibility of actualization of cessations, one will then be able to understand, one will then be able to see the possibility of the path which culminates into the cessations. So it is through this way you will be able to gain a very genuine aspiration to attain liberations. It is a sharp faculty disciples way of generating aspiration, genuine aspiration, attain liberations. So therefore, it is through this kind of, you know, when we speak about this aspiration to attain liberations or the renunciation must be developed on the basis of clear and proper identification of the Four Noble Truths.
Yeah. Tindi yinzang ngana suyo tindi ge kuwanto ya huu chi yinzang jamru chi chewe yinna, yinzang gwa lam yivu ti kya mungwa ri. Ti sungkang ge tini tongpa, ane kyab tongpa putere. Tini chi kyab sunruwa yina ta, ngone ge pege, shi ne teba toba se, kongcho sungla ya teba chi chewe yina, teba mandawa chi che, tenbu che. Tele teni, ane jamru chewe yina, ngone tani ge pe, te kyab chi, jamru mamu che jura, tusu tini yungu yura ta. Tidu denji tone. Tati gantele ngan rik she gu yore. Rik she wanti ta rik tela ngoji toku ngani ninyon chene kundi tewa man chene yaga yon sare seke du. Tidu rik tela kura ngoro na ranje ne rik ta jinju ji rik ni se ne rik ni she gu yore. Tela ya dube ten tu juwe rik ta Dubitin mayin kengi rik se chik shek yore. Te du, dubitin mayin kengi rik te lama shuku kansaka juji, ane ranji ne rik tang, jenju ji rik te je shek yon gore. Dubitin du juwe rik se te lama shuku kansaka ju ne ya ja ne, te nyi shi yo shek yore. Ta tsuo tsuo te rik, ranji ne rik se yon du, semji ranji. Ane, Semji Ranjin Lata Timi Makuva Segoro, Tima Mashuba, Timi Maleba, Semji Ranjin Vursa, what one of the Lubur was Hagi, Semji Ranjin Vursa, what the Tumbani Jani Tiran Ranjin Nilaja, the Tenchuja, Semti Jinjuki Lajani, Ta Shurum Dejana Tendere. Ngarazu pasi tibi lula takaran chen rogu yore. Yijin namhi ti, ane tongji chuchen chi, ti tanga tongba nye ti, ane ranshin nilin jian rogu duwa. Ta nga lula chen na tina ya tari tari rogu yosare. Ti du, ya manda to she ji yosare. Ta yinna tina jire. Ti du, ta ranshin nilin lula tina, ये न तेंचु टुवा चुक्सुंग तोने राजी ने राजी नेरी मंडरा वाचे से जागोरवा त 다들이야 모치긴세고와
So if you have a proper understanding or gain a proper understanding on Four Noble Truths that we spoke about earlier, then even if when you engage in the practice of taking refuge in three jewels, then you'll be able to identify while reciting the taking of, you know, the verse of Tripa, taking refuge in three jewels, be able to identify the three jewels, including the actual refuge and so forth. So when taking refuge in three jewels, the cessation and the path being the actual refuge, and then individual who possess this quality within the continuum of that individual is said to be the Sangha jewel. And then the Buddha, who actually teaches this too, is said to be the Buddha. So then, if you are able to practice your taking refuge in three jewels on the basis of understanding this, then your faith to three jewels is said to be the faith based on reasonings, or the faith based on understanding, or faith based on knowledge. So then here again, well, if you elaborate those refuge three jewels, then one can speak about the causal refuge and resultant refuge and resultant refuge and so on. So this is we will conclude with teachings of the Four Noble Truths, and then I'm thinking that it is more effective and beneficial for taking more, questions and answers. But I was requested to talk about the Buddha nature here, the Rig. So here, when speaking about the Buddha nature, primarily there are two divisions, or the two speaks about the two kinds of the Buddha nature. One is said to be the Buddha nature, which we normally talk about, the Rajin Neri, and another was the Genju Giri, which is the developable Buddha nature, or it is transformational Buddha nature. And then we can speak about it is the basis of achievement, and also then basis of non-achievement. So basis of achievement here referring to the nature or Buddha nature possessed by the someone who is on the spiritual path, and basis of non-achievement is said to be someone who has not yet gained the spiritual or the noble path. So here In brief, that we were speaking, when speaking about the Rajin Nirik, we're talking about the emptiness of one's own mind. One's own mind is said to be the free of, it is emptiness of empty nature. So therefore, our nature of our mind is said to be untainted by the delusions, untainted by the stains, untainted by the afflictions. It is therefore, it says, our mind, the nature of, nature of our mind is luminous. Nature of our mind is luminous, and the stains or the afflictions are advantageous. In other words, it is advantageous, or it is, the stains are said to be the removables. So here, now, the luminous, the mind, luminous mind here referring to, the nature of luminous here referring to the emptiness, and luminous here referring to the emptiness, and the developable Buddha nature is here referring to the one's own mind. You know, the transformational Buddha nature is referring to one's own mind. According to the Sutrayana, or the perfection wisdom. So then there are the 13 achievement of the topic of Buddha natures, and then as during last teachings, the Buddha has asked questions about Buddha nature. And then Buddha nature can be understood in terms of being, identical in nature, and you know, distinct, conceptually distinct, and conceptually distinct, and identical in nature. So there is actually being a separate, there are two kinds of Buddha nature that can be talked about, conceptually distinct and same in nature. In other words, identical and, essentially identical. So therefore, there are many different divisions and different, explanations could be found in the text.
Is it?
Oh, please, more.
Question, then more coming.
Okay. Can somebody talk about selfless of a person and selfless of phenomena? In terms of realization, there's a difference. But in terms of emptiness of a phenomenon and emptiness of a person, the emptiness itself is a different. Okay. Joey did not understand my question.
Okay.
Emptiness of self is a person, emptiness phenomena are different, and then emptiness is different, or what was that? What
selfless of phenomenon and selfless of a person, the realization of the selfless of a person, the realization of selfless of a phenomena, they are different. I thought that's what I heard. But in terms of the realization, it is different. But in terms of emptiness itself, it's a different.
Tangi sevra aji komas kodi. Tan dire cha. Kuni ni tan da kanza ki da che ki kanza ki dame che ki dame ni ani ko to khali ki keba yebe ye ye sare sta khona sa
mena to
khali keba yeso bi yene le tan da kanda 돈이 코로나 가자 다음에 다 저기 다음에 또 돈이 그런 거 제배나 얘는 거기 그냥 개발 개매지 송금면도스 근데 송금이나스 근데 지금도 다 그러지
대리 다가리 다음에 내는 로한 남주시 최대한 가자에 남이 송금세도 가자라 타라요 말이 이내야 동시티 간사당 최세두 동시 니체로인자 간사당 동인티 간사담에당 최이등 동인티 최이담에세네 니시그레스 다 동시 내지 간사담에 또 하야가레세나 나스 간사생원두 로라 소소로레 소소 포물로는 차원데 나스면지 로는 차인구요로 제 차원도 나 로는 차야가 나디 얘네 부모 가리트는 두스니 제버제도 제버제도 로라 콜사야지 본성원이 제원도 내 잡은다시네 얘네 도사야 요새들이 나 세야다 간사 세야테 세원도 그거 그게 다고라 통용되네 나 생기지 로레도 당가티 가르엔도세네 봄봉원이 제외이나 봄보리리 응원에 준명한데 지금 또 나아놓으시게 드니 지 제외 제외이나 가사 담에티 동신 내지 또슬로 또 사이오레스 가샤 차라요 말스 최지 담에세네 다 나든 아이월이 잼비 추기 때문에 제외 진도도 아니 추기 다음에 때문에 배운 거를 다 때려 댄스 두수다 댄스 다 자수 때 리뷰 제부 댄데지 댄스 전에 댄데 달 거고요래 다트네 마 오메 댄스 전문 마생은 댄데 여러와 이나 다트수 두시 거보 있는 간질로를 채투기 말상도 이네 이제 남의님부터 할려요레스, 뒤 다시 내지레스, 니게 가서 차라요 말다가라레스 다들.
So now here, when it comes to that part, that's our selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena. When it comes to the object of negations, there's no subtlety between the two. There's a difference in terms of the basis of that emptiness, basis of the of selflessness. In other words, so emptiness of the person, emptiness that is abiding within the basis of person is said to be emptiness or selflessness of the person, and emptiness that abides within the phenomena is said to be the emptiness of phenomena. So it is due to the basis of that emptiness itself between these two. There is a slightly easier way of understanding or the ascertaining the emptiness of selflessness. So for instance, why it is? Because now let's think about when we were going through a critical analysis of finding a self within one psychophysical aggregates, within one physical aggregates. It is slightly easier for us to ascertain, it is slightly easy for us to conclude the non-existence of the self within one psychophysical aggregates, as it appears to us, our ordinary perceptions. And particularly when you think about the self or I, when the word I or the self that expressed, then at very following that word expression itself, you have a sense of grasping at the self that arises. But if you go through the critical analysis of whether or not that such a self exists, If you go through analyzing each and every individual of one's own psychophysical physical aggregates, and this kind of self that appears to exist intrinsically within itself, within one's psychophysical aggregate, will become then unfindable. So therefore, when it goes through the, in terms of understanding or in terms of ascertaining or gaining the development of understanding this of emptiness, it is said to be slightly easier to understand the substance within the person than within the phenomena. But then when it comes to the substance of phenomena, then we need more reasonings here. There need to be a more valid reasonings to establish substance of phenomena. Particularly, there is said to be the reasoning of dependent origination is said to be the reason among the king reasoning among all the reasonings of establishing the substances. And there are also five reasonings in the Madhyamakas and so forth. But we will not be able to, obviously, we will not be able to cover all of this. In fact, if I go through this, the reasonings, it may complicate you more.
Yeah. 도신 내지 제외나, 간사, 다시 생원이, 먼저 간사하세요. 때, 다시 봉소작이 열 때, 또, 때, 최지 당시 조어 때는 배세 때, 생기 때는 때는 배기 열. 생기 때는 파용원도, 주요관관 종사가 낸다고 때, 생기, 때, 주요도 가리랜도 우선이 주요도는 제외생원도, 아니, 자신은 송반하신 게, 달리만이, 잔리만이, 니리만이, 주매매. 我不刚才 结果那样有没有意思呢? 虽然人家没准备的都是没电视电视没有了第一东西问的呀都是路人切卡门的什么切卡的话碰上都是老人的人家都是路人切的也有了也有事了呀
So it is The reason why it says it is easier to understand understand the selfness of a person it is due to the basis of this emptiness because when you speak about the self, establishing the self as a person, you are actually identifying your own physical aggregates. And it is even the basis itself, the physical aggregate is said to be, it is far more easier to identify the basis itself. But then, so here, when it comes to the substance of the phenomena, then it is not that easy to identify phenomena itself. We're primarily identifying the phenomena here is one's own mind, and it is the mind that serves as a basis of substances of phenomena. And so therefore, the basis itself is difficult to identify. So then, in other words, the self, one's mind is said to be the source of all the phenomena. So therefore, then there is the reasoning, what we call the diamond reasonings. In the Sashi, which is the fundamental wisdom of Nagarjuna, the middle way by Nagarjuna, where it has established a reasonings, what we call the reasonings of diamond reasonings. And so here, when you think about the actual basis then it is far more easier for us to understand the emptiness of person than the emptiness of phenomena.
Okay.
Thank you, Kensei Rinpoche. I have a question in regards to Buddha nature. You said that Buddha nature is conceptually distinct and also identical in nature. And earlier, you said that through the wisdom realizing emptiness, that stops duality, mental fabrication, and conceptual elaborations. So my question is, if one realizes the wisdom realizing emptiness, does that eliminate the conceptually distinct Buddha nature and leaves us with the pure luminous mind untainted by delusions, which leaves us with the Buddha nature that is identical in nature? I hope that came through. Nima. So here, we need to understand what is meant by, first of all, the conceptually distinct. Okay, conceptually distinct and essentially identical. Here, let's take an example of what is a realistic example of impermanent and production. Impermanent and production are said to be this separate entity, right? So those are two separate entities. However, these two are said to be conceptually distinct, and they're essentially identical. So when it comes to the Buddha nature of the two individual, is said to be the conceptually distinct but essentially identical. So this is how you need to think about when it comes to the conceptually distinct and essentially identical.
Yeah. Denji nangge kunjong le dan yomu nipo di bansong na nang kuwa li tarbari, tarba toba res. Le dan yomu sebi tari se du tarba toba res. Le dan yomu namto le se du ene tsumi ije gen namto di ene mambuji yo res. Tsuji mayimbi namto di kan li jiwa res se du ene teta zhu li zhu wa ne se du denzeng zhu wa res. Denzang trueba de ta, trueba nyeo shiwe ta tab kare se de tonyi tobe lo de yane yandu gomna. Ene lenyo nipan tsewe zhu la yang, chi denzang trueba ninan trueba cha mambu chiwa de tije de ya, tomba nyi tobe lo, tomba nyi jingabar njiru se na tonyi tobe lo, ene kun trueba tije de wa shindu gare, gandu gure sen. Wana treba teji gandu shiwa re sen na, tomba nye tu gabar njur sen shiwa ye na, eni tindi treba yonsa vishin da wate, semji chunye, semki tindi yungu yorwa. Tia semji tomba nye ki tindu gandu gure sen du. Nga su nangka la ye tinso mambu shi yon na, tindi tinso teji ti ye nukunduwa, shi nukunduwa. The Kariji Kawan Doja Kariji Chesmarzana, Kuratoman in the Tim Sombrova, Chi Nankalaba, Nankal Shuk Sombrova, Nankal Tim Sombrova. That ye would do Tennessee Chi and Windua. What in Nanjangi a pre a semi chunic in the bar, Tabam, Telva Shugne, and the Tandu Residu, Tasagi Shagandua. Tumba Niji said it, Tangang Loti Shagandua. Yeah.
So they're here again, Paul. Let's go through the one that we talked about earlier, once again here. It is through the cessation, it is through the exhaustion of karma and delusions. One will gain the liberations. It is through this karma and delusions one give rise to all kind of conceptual elaborations. And these conceptual elaborations are given rise by the inner appropriate mentations. Sujimai, which means the inner appropriate mentations. So that this inner appropriate mentation is derived from Denzin, which is the grasping at true existence. So now, how do we thoroughly pacify this grasping at true existence? Is to meditation on emptiness. So when you meditate upon emptiness, you will then be able to free your mind from the duality. Free of duality. It is by ascertaining emptiness that you will pacify the duality. And it is by that the dualities are then said to be are dissolved within the emptiness. Dualities are pacified by means of ascertaining emptiness, and duality are dissolved duality are seized within the sphere of emptiness itself. So just like it is, because all those duality and conceptual elaborations and everything that spring, it arises from the mental, it arises from the mind. But when the mind understands the emptiness, and all of those elaborations are dualities, conceptual elaborations and fabrications are dissolved within the emptiness of the mind. Just like a cloud in the sky. The cloud in the sky arises within the sphere of a cloud, arises within the sphere of space itself. And when the cloud dissolves within the sphere of sky itself.
Buddha nature like that. The nature not to ask me, that the inji to ne, that you might the kuzul.
Nimalata
and the Nimala, Tadandi, and also,
So now Shepa Trumpeche is clarifying here now. In English, it is translated for it's translated as a Buddha nature for Tibetan Rangjin Nerik. So here now, Rangjin Nerik, that it's composed of three syllables, Rangjin Nerik. So difference, because when the Buddha nature, when you just literally translate into Buddha nature, the word Buddha nature doesn't actually capture the totality of that, the meaning of the Rangjin Nerik in Tibetan. So here in Tibetan, Rangjin is a nature which refers to the emptiness, and Ne refers to the basis of emptiness. And then Rik refers to the potential to gaining the state of enlightenment. So therefore, here the Rangjin is the primordially existent, referring to the primordially existent, the nature of one's mind. And the Ne here refers to it will be developed into the Monyu, which means the nature true body. And then the Ne, the basis, will be, you know, developed into the wisdom of omniscience, or in other words, the omniscience mind.
Yeah, tatela kujo tanda soya ti tolo kunzu song tanya ti ra soya.
So, did you get any points, the explanation given by the Rinpoche right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes? Oh yeah. That tell a tando pa chene shifts under which way now. Yeah, Kulan Jundoya tell a Zukum Wondoya cheda, Chukum Wondoya chene, Shigiore. They do tando kujo soon at the Chukum Wolandongi, Tonsi Chuchin Kora, Tanangi Tamujani tea, Yiki Chukum Wondoya. Rangjin de Rangjin Nyan de Sending as a Rangjin Yangel and Deva said the same you chuny today. The Tumopa Tar Tarandone, Loberti Tumatasona, and the Tavani Denji, and the Yangel and Deva Sending. The Pugge Monicula Jandu Yore. That the Gala Tanda Tikujoson, a Ti Gala Tando. Zukum won Dongenge, Richie Jaguar, that is Zukum won Dongenge, Sikti, Halu Lamato, Tanda T. shivu yungu yo mare. Jinjun jirik saite yik chukun nung ngon nung ngang dong chujen kuwa jinjun kari gdawa. Rere. Te sige yordane ngalu le te tatabyang dugu yo mare. Te du zuku ngon nung ngangge rikti jinjun jirik le jahun du tati yang Shundu Tavi Nyumi Senge Long Di Nyanan Chene Chub Tebe Jumbin Kuchik Jane Tegi Nyanan Chene Sukun Rukwara Mato Manzo Parshan Tupi Lula Zuku Sanje Kunin Rukwara Se Shege Yordane Kala Mashuba Ene Tsambi Jambi Ku Mundu Che Tuku Maris Ti Rindang Hama Yawa Marisane Ngalu Lati Kaja Yor Ti du zuku rinda yan dongenge rigti sut shegu yor ya.
So here, now it is one thing that we need to understand when speaking about the Buddha nature is the Buddha nature that develops into the nature to the body, and then Buddha nature that develops into the rupakaya, in other words, sabhavakaya and the rupakaya, right? So here, the emptiness of one's own, the primordially existence, the emptiness or nature of one's own mind can be, will be then developed into the sabhavakaya, and then the basis of that emptiness, the nature of our mind, which is a subtle mind, will be developed into a rupakaya. So here, however, when it comes to the achievement of rupakaya, we need a further explanation from the tantric standpoint, otherwise, in the sutra, although they speak about the cause of the fundamental cause of giving rise to rupakaya, but without bringing the explanation from the standpoint of the tantra, it is not possible to give a complete explanation. So here we talked about earlier, there's a Buddha nature, and then we also talked about the developable, Buddha nature, right? Or the transformational Buddha natures. So transformational Buddha nature is the basis of the emptiness of one's own mind. In other words, the mind, according to the sutra. And that particular mind is said to be the developed into the rupakaya, according to the sutra. But in the tantra, it says the very primordial, finest primordial mind becomes a fundamental cause for what is known as gumiku, illusory body. This will, having accomplished this illusory body, will then give rise to the actual, what we call the rupakaya. So this is how the tantric, text actually explains about the achievement of the rupakaya. But when we look at the sutra system of explaining this attainment of the rupakaya, it is not a sufficient instrument to really to to have a proper, you know, the complete understanding of gaining the state of Rupakaya, it requires a further explanation from the tantric standpoint.
Tati, mojit te chik tiwa tandav che te kendo. Yunzeb to wanda wate, pachin tibi lula sa, chiba yuge, yunta le chane, kuni kumpa ngondi che tuku mare, inji mi yin hala shuku ares. Kare se na, ene zuku rinda, mumma te, dolu la tishe ayo mares. Taganaji, you do almost some good teacher and woman to a sanji, chigi or the tear, jetugumare, tama lamela shoe namato tugumare, tea zukuni and anti, parchet in the imbayo. You do almost on tender rice segment, the tea zukuni and angi, you may good your marsage, parchet in the shayo. What in the shayo? Tadi manzu ti yungaya ti kani, lami ni kari yunguya rse du, shun tu tewi nyungme semgui, shunbi lungu tege, nye lenchi, sem tege lenchi che jen che ne, yume ku, ene, gyulu, tabi yume kundu yunguya rwa. Tele tan sen na peche ke jenbe, yuge, lungu yunguwa le yandu tu kuya rwa, kutara.
So here, in the according to the sutra system, one can, in a transition from one bhumi to another bhumi, all the way to the tenth bhumi. In other words, the gunta, what is the final continuity of the bhumi. However, by gaining those, accomplishing those bhumis, according to bhumis alone, will not become a cause, a fundamental cause for gaining the kunyi, which means the two bodies, two kayas. In order to achieve the two kayas, one need to enter into the path, the sacred Mantrayana path, without which it is not possible for us to it is not possible for one to achieve two kayas, because there will be a fundamental cause for giving rise to the Rupakaya. In order to achieve the Rupakaya, we need a prior fundamental cause that give rise to the Rupakaya. It is therefore in the sutra, by engaging in the practice of sutra and by transcending, progressing on the different bhumis and gaining this final bhumis will not enable one to gain this state of complete enlightenment. Similarly, even in the tantric systems, in the three Lord Tantras, there's no way that just by completing the path, three Lord Tantra will gain the state of enlightenment. In order for the individual to gain state of enlightenment, it is necessary for the individual to enter into the highest yoga tantra's practice. Because we need to gain the fundamental cause for giving rise to the Rupakaya. So according to the highest yoga tantra, it says once the primordial, the finest mind and the wind are the causes and condition for giving rise to what we call tafe gumiku, which is a pure illusory body. Because the wind will serve as the fundamental cause or the substantial cause, and the primordial mind will serve as the cooperative conditions or the cooperative cause for gaining this the pure illusory body with complete science or complete science of Buddhas, complete science of the Buddha, major and minor marks of the Buddha, which will then and which by very accomplishment of this complete pure illusory body will then become in the nature of what we call longku, which is the enjoyment body, or the sambhavakaya.
What is your question?
We have non-duality of the subject and object. Similarly, should have no duality of the path and the destination.
Path and the destination?
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah, I give you.
And also, that means the emptiness also should be the emptiness of the basis. And because if reaching the ground of Kundun Zenpo is the recognizing the Buddha nature, so the nature itself is emptiness. So even the sky, even the ground, even the basis is also empty. And also, even after the cutting through all the attachment and grasping and recognizing the emptiness, but that is still not enough because that's not really, I don't know if I understand if recognizing that emptiness is have a dharmakaya, but to develop sambhogakaya and rupakaya still need to have the wind and cooperating conditions for illusory body. So that's is still should be, I don't know which one is first. Is emptiness first, then developing illusory body, or through the illusory body development, then finally recognizing the emptiness of everything, both the path and the destination?
chogu togore re yamen nyel nyel sugu togore ta dingi nyel top kazo ta topje barim keba yore bisinde lo
chese ya ya ta ti ndevu kanda kanye na ran ta jin jave jin de ju ji ko yore te ti chogu jin de ju ti donyo mosu tobe mpabe nyamja yeki tine a chene namche ngon ro jaga yore te tagara Positivan Sejavan, Tindu Yore. T. Chukin Yelente and Degres. Zukin Yelente, Positivan Lulitinisha Yomat, Medu Zukin Ta Yelela, Santa Pesha Jambi, Zukuch Tovigodu, T. Ring Dawaji Mundu Gores. Tīrīṃ dāvātī mūl ṭūgūtī, tīrīṃ dī jūntī kāni yungbārī sēdī, shūntī tāvī nyūmī sēngī, anī pīkī shūmbī lūng kūrā zūkū mūlī yā dāng yungbī yā. Tī dāng hūndī, sēngī lēnshī chēchīn chēnī, jūmī kūl dāng hūndī, tsēmbī kī tēdī kī yā rī. Tī tāgā rāng jībū mā jīvā chēnī, chokū tūkū, tā lūng kū mūlī yā rūjā kī yā rī. Tī dīng hālū lī tī yā rī sī. Pasha Tiva Tang, Yudhi Oma Sungla Tiyo Oma Rese Ne, Kajdu Tindi Kare. Kujhi Kajdu Mhamsi Tore Se Ne, Kujhi Ka Tunyam Tunduk Yore. Kujhi Kumbha Ngundu Che Du, Kujhi Ka Tunyam Tunduk Yore. Ya.
So, when speaking about achievement of Dharmakaya and Rupakaya, and both needs a similar continuity of its cause, Jindangama, which is similar continuity of its cause. So here now, let's take example of the Dharmakaya. It is okay to say, accept that wisdom realizing emptiness will lead to the state of Dharmakaya, will give rise to the Dharmakaya. And there's no any, contradictory of accepting that. We can accept according to the wisdom sutra of this wisdom realizing emptiness will become a dharmakaya, will go to the nature of dharmakaya. However, when it comes to the rupakaya, and it needs again, as we spoke earlier, the similar type of the cause, similar to what it is, similar to the result, there need to be a concordant, the result need to be concordant with the cause itself. In other words, this rupakaya endowed with the manner and measure mark of the enlightenment. So this, in order to achieve that, it needs a similar cause prior to achievement of this particular, rupakaya. So therefore, in the highest yoga tantra, we speak about primarily the finest mind and the wind becomes the actual cause for giving rise to Sukhu, which is the illusory body, which then give rise to, which will then become the Sambhavakaya and emanation body or the Nirmanakaya and so forth. So this kind of the fundamental cause for giving rise to the Parupakaya is not actually found in the perfection sutra, nor can be found in the three lower tantras. So then, well, when speaking about the achievement of the four kayas, all those four kayas are achieved. Once you gain the state of enlightenment, complete enlightenment, all of those four kayas are gained, you know, at one time. In other words, simultaneously. There's no difference in time, different in the context of time and gap. So therefore, it is achieved or accomplished simultaneously.
Yeah. 93, one question, okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay. 我用中文说吧，希望那个请教授给我翻译一下。就是请问师父，怎么才能修行源于空性的止和观？然后在密乘里边，这个是不是有修行这个通过源于空性，是怎么实现这个空性源于空性的那个止和观的？主要是就这个问题的。
你第一个问题是什么？就是怎么样才能够成就止跟观吗？
成就源于空性的止和观。
OK， 第二个问题是
什么？第二个在密乘里边是怎么是不是需要仍然需要修习这个这个源于空性的止跟观，还是说有其他法门就是其他方便可以绕过这个？绕过源于空性的止和观。
在密乘里面是不是有什么特别的法门是修止跟观，还是？
对，还是说密乘里不需要
不需要
修习这个止观。
So do I get a microphone or can you just? The question, can you hear me, Nima? Yeah. Okay. The question is. How do we accomplish the special insight and come abiding? In essence, it's Vipassana and the Shamatha. And in the tantric system, is there a special way to accomplish? Do we need to practice in the tantric system? Do we need to practice special insight and the come abiding? And if in the tantric system, we don't need to practice tantric, we don't need to practice special insight and come abiding, then what's the bypass?
Nyevanga bon duji je tembe juli chongusene nyevanga da duji je gone da dulu chison yorwa.
Non.
Magalu la jem gomne. Ranyan lai kule jene yedem kule jene ti pige mibatene gomayena shine ti sholun duyungu yore. Ena shenri zingdawu jena tomba nyezu. Tomba yege dazu tan chajan sama number two sene, la gom tan two sene, samil hasenge de gomandu, sozu gomdewe yidam di mikiyan tongji yungin, labwe raji yungin, tima yun rambu kazi gomna ya mikba mayimba chene, yane mikba degi tuna, shininru ya, wata jirung kapsu, ta shenri tila da jirung gomya yomar, da layu ku gomne, ruya tindiri ya. Di nani jirung gomna, shininru laya menru ya.
The practice of special insight and the calm abiding or the tranquil abiding are equally important in both practice of Sutrayana and the Tantrayana. Right? So here the way in which the actual nature of practice, of actual method of the practice of this practice of special insight and tranquil abiding between the Sutrayana and Tantrayana are different. Because in the Sutrayana that we normally find that application of eight antidotes, eight antidotes. And so here, then it is through the application of eight antidotes, then one will be able to gain the state of, one will be able to gain this, what we call the tranquil abiding. But then in the Tantra, when it comes to the Tantra, it is by meditating upon the deity itself will, lead yourself to the achievement of calm abiding. For instance, in the practice of the Avalokiteshvara or the Chenrezig, there are the stages of the practice of meditation on emptiness, the syllables or the letter, and the sound, and sound mudra, and then the form or the sign. So it is through following those stages of the meditation will enables one to gain the tranquil abiding. But then in the practice of Chenrezig, there's no such practice involved, what we call the generation or the completion stage. But if you engage in the practice of the Haichoka Tantra, then there's a practice of generation stage. Then there's again different way of achieving tranquil abiding.
Shinemena Vajitili Yungru Tsanguna Latin Tembi Chingur Be Sena Ten Degu Yorwa Tachun Yunga Yomar. Shine Keshamu Shivu Yorya.
Without having the tranquil abiding in the tantric system here, there is a practice of Vajitili, which is the drop of luminous drop or the drop of light in the size of mustard. In the size of mustard, within the drop of light in the size of mustard, one needs to visualize all the supported and supporting mandalas. So without calm abiding or the tranquil abiding, it is not possible for one to actually engage in such a practice.
Yeah. Okay. You say 9:30 stop.
No, sir. One session today, not in future, get more. You didn't even actually ask that, because it's more time.
Yeah. Pet is more than more, okay. No pet is just talk. No.
More understanding is more practice.
Maybe, Tony, do it. You have different question. Mantas, you do the thing you said, cousin. No?
King Su Rinpoche, the reason I asked him for Noble Truth for last year, because I think the Noble Truth is the very important fundamental of all the Buddhism.
Good,
sir. 캔슬림체리아 데 덴시기 데 가솔레 컬렉션 나나시 도 컨디션스 어디 그런 거 있으면 다디 덴시데 고 그 체기 시절에 시작도 왔던 사람들이 시비엔스 온도
그래도 때문에 되네리 단다 지금 지금 온 나이에 Kunjung Koyin Jurum Da, Duden, Sanglutane, Tabatun Jiloji at the Sud. Nanga Cheshire, that number Sanji Vatinea, Tumumo in Bundo, the Dame was at the Nango Tunungorwa.
It is very important, as you said. It is therefore Lama Tsongkhapa stated that it is important to understand. How does, you know, the origin and the suffering that leads oneself within the cyclic existence and how one can reverse that existence and so forth. So therefore, it is very important to be oneself as a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma. We need to begin the practicing with understanding the selflessness. So it is important.
Yeah, maybe tonight, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. You see, me do jang wa ri ya lan xin ni de jiang ban de san ji xiang de mei de. Lu gong nam da xin la xue ba ran xue. Yi dang mang gu ru ran nan man de la. Nayatayami.